He stepped in and took a seat in the front corner, watching the comings and goings out the window as if he were in a trance. He couldn't quite believe the world was his to enter. He felt dazed and stayed on at his table long after his meal had been cleared. Across the street, cars were parking and people walking into the town hall. He paid, drifted out, heard music, and followed the others as if under hypnosis. A pianist was pounding out chords on a stage, surrounded by a fiddler, a flutist, and a woman plucking a stand-up bass. Beside them, a gangling man was calling out steps to the two rows of dancers below. The music was brisk, bouncy, and infectious. Brent watched inconspicuously, leaning against the wall. Except for a few teenagers, the hall resembled a reunion of some 60s commune, with plenty of beards and ponytails in view. The caller's promptings, like an auctioneer's spiel, seemed almost to be in a foreign language.
Allemand left, now ladies chain, left-hand star, back to the right, actives down and back. Cast off, everybody swing.
Couples turned in circles, skirts rippling. Brent stared. It was a human whirligig, set in motion by music instead of wind. He sank into a chair and watched dance after dance. Suddenly, a young woman rushed up to him. "We need one more couple," she held out her hands. To his great amazement, he agreed. A few people clapped when he got to his feet. As before, the caller